The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 15th Chapter, Text Number 50, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 27th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Draupadi also saw that her husbands, without caring for her, were leaving home. She knew well about Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Both she and Subhadra became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and attained the same results as their husbands.
So, Draupadi, Hotinam. Hotinam is plural number. Oh, she had five husbands, all the brothers. We should not imitate that. This is possible by Draupadi, not by others. So, although she had five husbands, the Pandavas, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, Nakul, Sahadev. But at the time of retirement, they did not care what will happen to their wife. The same husbands, when they saw that their wife was insulted in the assembly of the Kurus, Draupadi was insulted. Because they lost Draupadi in gambling. You see, gambling is so dangerous. The bet was the wife. The Pandavas and the Kurus were playing on chess. And they lost their kingdom. They lost their wife. Then they were ordered to be banished for 12 years and 1 year incognito. The condition was, now the betting is that if you lose the game, then you will be banished for 12 years in the forest. And 1 year you have to remain incognito. Nobody will know where you are. If you are picked up. If somebody knows you, recognize you, here are the Pandavas, then again 12 years. This is the previous condition of the Battle of Kurukshetra. The whole idea was to reject the five Pandavas and enthrone Duryodhana and his brother. That was the diplomacy. So, when they were living incognito, nobody could know where the Pandavas were, they attempted to gain Draupadi in the dress of Brahmanas. Draupadi's father made a bet that this is the condition of my daughter being given to a boy. The condition was that on the ceiling a fish was hanging, and the boy will be victorious in piercing the eyes of the fish by arrow, not directly looking, but there was a water pot, the reflection. He has to fix up his point by seeing the reflection down. And then he has to pierce the eyes, then Draupadi will accept. All the noted princes in those times, they kept such bet. Even Krishna had to marry Satyabhama. Satyabhama's father also made a bet that he kept 5 very strong bulls. So condition was that any boy will be able to control these bulls, then I'll offer my daughter to him. So all the princes who came to control the bulls, they got their hands and legs fractured by the pushing of the bull. Nobody could. Then Krishna came. And Krishna controlled the 5 bulls, expanding himself into 5 strong boy, and he was offered Chakravarti. So in Kshatriya marriage, it was not so easy. Boy had to show how much powerful he is. Then the girl will be offered. Not only that, there will be killing. The opposite party may be killed. When there is fight, there is kill. And by killing, the blood is smeared over here. That is the red sign. That is the red sign. Now used with vermilion, not by killing. Yes. It has become, it is made easier. Formerly, the red sign was not so easy. There must be blood. That is Kshatriya. Kshatriya means the fighting race, fighting caste, king, royal. They must be very chivalrous, fighting. Not timid. Kshatriya cannot be timid. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, they are trained differently. Brahmana for understanding Vedic knowledge and guide the other 3 subdivisions, namely Kshatriya, Vaishyas, not Shudras. Shudras were not supposed to understand Vedic knowledge, especially Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So, the Kshatriyas were very chivalrous. In every action, there is fight. And this gambling was allowed for the Kshatriyas. If the opposite party challenges, I want to play with you gambling. Yes? The Kshatriya cannot deny. If somebody, opposite party comes, I want to fight with you. Yes? Come on. Just like Jarasandha. Jarasandha was requested by Krishna and Arjuna and Bhim that we have come to you to fight with you. Any one of us you can select. And that is our request. So Jarasandha, he immediately actually, yes? So he rejected Krishna and Arjuna. He said, Krishna is a coward, I do not wish to fight. And Arjuna is less strong than me, so I do wish to fight him. Now, the only combatant is Bhim, so I shall fight him. So during daytime, they would fight all day. And after daytime, they are friends. All these 3 gentlemen, Krishna, Arjuna and Bhim, were guests of Jarasandha. In the from evening, they live together, talk together, laugh together. And then in the morning, they will fight. This is Kshatriya speech. So this Draupadi was achieved by Arjuna by piercing the eye of the fish. So when they came home in great jubilation, Arjuna said, Mother, now Yudhishthira said, Mother, we have got a great boon today. So Mother was affectionate. She said, all right, my dear boys, just equally share amongst your brothers. So she was only woman. So by the order of Kunti, although Arjun achieved the hand of Draupadi, by the order of mother, she was divided among the five brothers. Therefore, Putina. And when she was insulted, because she was lost in the gambling, bet was that this time if you lose, then your Draupadi should be lost. So she was lost in that way. So Karna was refused to take part in the sporting, piercing the eyes of the peas, because Draupadi actually knew that Arjuna is my real husband. So if Karna takes part in this sporting, the Karna was powerful, he would gain. But she did not like Karna. Therefore, at that time, she said that this sporting is meant for the Kshatriyas, not for the Shudras. Karna was known at that time as Shudra. You will find all these stories in the Mahabharata. Karna was also Yudhishthira's brother, born of Kunti before her marriage. So, Kunti did not disclose that Karna was her son. But she was raised by a Shudra. People know that he was a Shudra. So Karna had a grudge against Draupadi. Therefore he planned to place her in the gambling game. And when the Pandavas were lost, now he wanted to retaliate the insult given by Draupadi during her sambara. So he advised, he was friendly to Duryodhana and brother. Now this lady is lost. Now we can deal with her as we like. She is our property. So she was lost. So I want to see her naked in this assembly. The Vastra Haran, you know. But Krishna saved her. So Draupadi knows very well Krishna. Therefore it is said, Tada Gaya Draupiti Jan. And another sign is that when at the time of retirement there is no more responsibility. Here it is said, Patinam anapekshitam. They are retiring from home without any consideration what will happen to our wife Draupadi. No. Now everyone should take care of himself. We are also going alone. This is retirement. Anapekshita. Without waiting for anyone. Alone. Simply depending on Krishna. This is called renounced order of life. This is the process of renouncement. Not that to make arrangement in the family that I am now retiring, you send me some money and I shall maintain myself. No. No dependence. Simply dependent on Krishna. Therefore it is said, ekanta mutirapa. Ekanta. Actually Krishna saves us. Why we should depend on others? Krishna says, Krishna says that anyone who is completely dependent upon me, yogakshemam bahamaham, I personally bring whatever his necessity. That is the promise of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Renounce order means remote dependence on father, mother, husband, or no. Completely dependent on Krishna. Oh. Ekant. That is perfection. One who is fully convinced that Krishna is with me. Ishara sarva-bhutana riddhese arjuna tishtati. I will not have to search out Krishna anywhere. He is within me, within my heart. And there are many instances. Chirani kingna patishanti disanti bhikshya. Sukadeva Goswami, he was wandering all over the world, alone, naked, even no cloth. Simply while walking on the street early in the morning, he would stand anywhere because in those days every house they had cows and the time for milking is early in the morning. We are also milking cows in London in our Lechmore Heath early in the morning. That is the time. Here also the same system. So, any house he would stand before and those who are milking, they will give him a glass of milk. That's all. Finished. For the whole day. That was Sukadeva Goswami's practice. So in this way, one has to depend. In the renounced order of life, one has to depend completely on God, that's all. That is renounced order. So, here, all the five husbands, how much responsible they were, because their one wife was insulted, they declared the war, battle of Kurukshetra, and killed the whole family. Similarly, Lord Ramchandra, his wife was kidnapped, Sita, by Ravana. So, Lord Ramchandra is God. He could create many millions of Sitas. But no, for that one Sita, war was declared against Ravana. And the whole family, dynasty, with kingdom, everything was finished. So this is the duty of the husband. There, not like the modern day husband, marries for 3 months, on the 6th month, they were no more husband. Not like that. Husband means one who takes charge of the girl for life. And wife means the girl who has the resolution to serve the husband throughout life. That is husband and wife. And when wife is in danger, the husband's duty is to give protection at any cost. That is husband-wife relationship. But when one is going to retire, that is another thing. Because life is divided into 4 parts. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So, woman has got 3 positions. They require protection. Woman is never allowed to become in renounced order of life. No. They are supposed to be under the care of somebody. So, early age, under the care of father, young age under the care of husband, and old age under the care of grown-up children, sons. This is woman's position. They remain always under the care of. So Draupadi was being taken care of their husband, but when the husbands were going for renounced order of life, anapikshita, without caring. She could understand, now I will be uncared for. No more, my husband said, no more in duty bound to give me protection. She could understand. Tadagaya, she could understand. And there is no such obligation. That is the sanction of the Shastra. Devarshi bhutatva ninang pithrina nayang rini na kinkara rajan sarvatmanaji saranang saranang gato mukundang parihuttu kottum. We have got so many duties. So long we are not fully surrendered to Krishna. It is not that this Krishna consciousness movement is to give shelter to some irresponsible man who does not carry the responsibilities of family life or brahmachari life. But that is now forgotten. Everything is topsy-turvy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness movement, may be offered even to the Chandala. Chandala means the lowest of the human society, the dog eaters, achandala. This is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. That this Krishna consciousness movement can be accepted by anyone, and it can be bestowed to anyone, without any discrimination, And that is happening. We have no discrimination, that this movement is meant for such and such class of man, or such and such nation, or such and such country. No. It is meant for everyone. And anyone who takes to the shelter of Krishna consciousness, he is happy. This Krishna consciousness movement means, that is also explained here, ekanta musirapa. Simply to concentrate one's mind on Krishna. Vasudevi Bhagavati. Ekanta musirapa. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita Janayati Asu Vairagam Jnanam Chajadahitakam. This is the benefit of becoming Krishna conscious. Vasudevi Bhagavati. Vasudev, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga, one who takes the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna by Bhakti Yoga process. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. When applied, Janayati Yasu Vairagam, because in the human form of life, two things are required. That is perfection. Jnanam Vairagam. Jnanam means knowledge, and Vairagam means detachment. When one has full knowledge, then he becomes detached to this material world. We are suffering in this material world because we have got attachment. And the attachment is by nature's law. Man's attachment for woman, woman's attachment for man. This is attachment. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhava mitha. The central point is sex. And that is the attachment. Pamsang Sriya Mithuni Bhav, the whole world, this material world, is moving. What is the central point? Sex attachment. So one has to become free from this attachment. That is called Vairag. Vairag. So if one can give up this attachment from very beginning of life, that is brahmachari. A brahmachari is trained. Yeah, don't be attached. You will save so much time. and save your life. That is brahmachari life. Because this attachment is the continuation of our material life. We have got different attachment, different varieties of attachment. The central point is sex. Therefore, school, college means that to train the students how to become detached. That is school, college. That is brahmachari system. The brahmachari should live under the guidance of the spiritual master as menial servant, and whatever he collects, he would give to the spiritual master. If the spiritual master says, now you can eat, then he will eat, otherwise he will starve. He will not take the things of spiritual master by his own hand, no. First of all, this is the austerity of brahmachari. And no meeting with young girls. Even the wife of the spiritual master is young there. Brahmachari is not allowed to go there. There are so many, these are described in the Srimadha Bhagavatam. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Manaprastha, Sannyas. But these things are not now possible. Everything is now topsy-turvy. There is no regular training of the human being. They are being trained up like cats and dogs. Like cats and dogs, they don't require training. Because what is the modern civilization? Eating, sleeping, sex life, and dying. It does not require any education. Just like these children. When I distribute the cookies, it does not require immediately. Spread the hand and immediately. So for eating, there is no necessity of training. Everyone knows. Simply sleeping also everyone knows. And simply sex intercourse everyone knows. And dying there is no question. So where is the education? Where is the necessity of education for these things? Rascals. You are enhancing advancement of knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, and how to die. You know, where is the necessity of education for this thing? There is no necessity. Anyone, animal, man, bird, beast, insect, they know all these things. Ahara nidra bhaya mahitunancha. It does not require any education. If there is education for this purpose, that is for restraining. Just like in human society, there is education for sex life, marriage. What is that? Marriage. Marriage means restricting sex life to one. That is education. If you are not restricted in that way, then you are an animal. That is education. Because sex life does not require any college education. But if there is education in sex life, not to increase the propensity of sex life, but to reduce it. So, these four things, primary necessities of the living entity, eating, sleeping, mating, it doesn't require any education. If there is education, people may ask, then why there is description, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life? Then it is for decreasing. Just like in your country is different. At least in our country it was. Just like drinking. You can manufacture wine, liquor at home. Anyone can do it. It is not very difficult. In India, the lower class men, the Santals, see, they simply moist some rice overnight and boil it and then ferment it for a few days. Then it becomes nice wine. So it is not very difficult. Everyone can manufacture. But why the government restricts? You cannot manufacture at all. You must purchase from the license shop. The meaning is to restrict, otherwise everyone will do that. So when there is shastra sanctioning for this eating, sleeping, mating, that means to restrict. Pravritti resang bhutana nidvitre sumahaphalam. This inclination is natural. But when there is regulative principle, that means to restrict. Because the whole human society is supposed to be advanced in the art of detachment, jnana vairagya. That is perfection. First of all, knowledge, perfect knowledge, that I am not this body, I am simply wasting my time taking care of this body, but I am different from the body. That is natural. Suppose you are sitting in some place. If you know that place does not belong to you, then why should you take so much care? You are sitting there for some business, finish and go. Similarly, if one is in knowledge, full knowledge, that I am not this body, that is called jnana, then why should you be bothering so much for this body, which is going to be, as I explained yesterday, either ash or stool or earth? This is the last stage of this body. So, the real thing is the soul. Dehinasmin yatha dehe. So we should take care, just like we can take care of this heart and core by soaping it, but we must take care of myself, the body which is putting on this heart and core. Similarly, this material body is heart and core. Real is the spirit soul. So, what is the necessity of the spirit soul? The necessity of spirit soul, because it is part and parcel of Krishna, he is hankering to unite with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.